To get an idea of who is declaring bankruptcy these days, we turn to Teresa Sullivan. She is a vice president of the University of Texas and co-author of The Fragile Middle Class. She joins us from the studios of member station KUT. Welcome to the program, Dr. Sullivan.
Thank you very much.
You've done extensive research on Americans affected by bankruptcy. Who are they, and how did they get in trouble?
For the most part, they're people we would consider middle class. They're a little better educated than the average American. They have jobs that are above the average for most Americans. They're almost as likely to have been homeowners as other Americans. But overwhelmingly, they've had a major job problem within 12 months of the bankruptcy. So they've been laid off or they're unemployed.
So it's an unfortunate circumstance, some kind of setback like unemployment, not financial irresponsibility that's causing people or driving people into bankruptcy.
At least some people have been financially irresponsible, and they say so. But there were other people who borrowed against an income at a level that might have looked prudent when, say, both the husband and wife were working. And then something happens. One of them loses a job. They have a car accident and someone can't work. All of a sudden, the income drops and they can't meet their debt payments anymore.
And what percentage of bankruptcies are you talking about here?
Over two-thirds of the debtors report some kind of job-related problem.
And those two-thirds, what kind of income group do they fall in?
Well, we're not exactly certain what their income was previously when they were fully employed. We know that by the time they file bankruptcy, the average income is about $26,000. Versus, say, $42,000 for the median for the country last year. So they're quite a bit below the median, but we don't think that's where they've been for a long time. We think that they probably incurred their debts when their incomes were substantially higher.
How about age? Do people tend to go bankrupt when they're younger or older?
You know, that's an interesting question. There used to be a stereotype that bankruptcy was a phenomenon of young people, but our data show it's the baby boomers. In fact, in all the years that we've been looking at it, the baby boomers have consistently moved up as still the big users of bankruptcy.
And how about geographically? Do you find people in cities or rural areas or any particular part of the country tend to go bankrupt more often than other folks in other areas?
In areas that are hard hit by a recession, you tend to see an increase. There's been an increase all across the country, but whenever there is, a round of layoffs, you can expect that about 6 months later, you'll start to see some increase in the bankruptcies in that area.
How about the average amount of debt that people have when they go bankrupt?
Typically, people go into bankruptcy at the point that their debt, and I'm excluding their mortgage here now, but their non-mortgage debt, is between two and three times their annual income.
How will this reform of bankruptcy law that's finishing up in the Congress now affect who these people are? Will it increase the numbers of bankruptcies? Will it change the mix of people affected?
It's not entirely clear. Part of this bankruptcy law anticipated that there were people with expensive homes who were sheltering them. And I have to say, in our studies, we haven't found such people. I don't deny there might be some, but that's not the mainstream of the bankrupt debtors. Mm-hmm. There's another factor, too, that I can't really predict very well, and that's the continuing fallout from 9/11. We collected our data last year in the first 6 months. Well, in the second 6 months, the financial situation got a lot worse for a lot more people. Some of those people may be forced into bankruptcy really almost no matter what the law says.
Well, thank you very much, Dr. Sullivan.
You're very welcome.
Teresa Sullivan is co-author of The Fragile Middle Class and vice president of the University of Texas, Austin.